Fresh manna fell to the ground as a gift from God while the Israelites were in the wilderness. This is what they ate for 40 years. It was fresh from the ovens of heaven, baked by the master baker himself. How the Israelites must have anticipated the taste and smell of each morning's delivery. Just like the Israelites, you too can experience the taste and smell of fresh manna. Today you'll be listening to Sean Reed, pastor of the Holland Seventh-day Adventist Church. And now, here's Pastor Sean.
As we begin this morning, I have a few questions for you, and you can answer the question simply by raising your hand. How many of you are able to speak? How many of you can sing? How many of you are able to play some type of musical instrument? Okay, you notice I'm not having a scale of how well you may do some of these things, but just whether or not you're able to. How many of you have the ability to give to someone else in some way? How many of you are able to witness, share your faith or what you know about God with someone else? How many of you have the ability to come to church? Okay, good. Well, let's pray, and then we'll jump into God's Word this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing us with the opportunity to be in your house. And as we study your word, may you speak to us. In Jesus' name, amen. One of the chapters that we read this week in our reading through the Bible, the Word Every Day, is Psalm 118. Psalm chapter 118. And it begins like this: Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. If you look at the final verse of that same psalm, that same chapter, verse 29, it reads the same way. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. This is a season of the year when we think about giving thanks, when we consider what we have to be grateful for, as we reflect on how God has led us and blessed us in our lives. But from a biblical perspective, what does it mean to give thanks? What does it mean to express praise or gratitude to God? The Hebrew word that is most often in the Old Testament translated as thanks or give thanks is yada. Can you say that? Yada, that's right. And I remember when I was in college trying to learn Hebrew, somebody gave me this way to remember it. You know, you're trying to learn all these vocabulary words in a different language. You need to have some sort of memory device. And so the teacher said, yada, like, of course you have something to be grateful for. So that was the device. So yada actually oftentimes is translated in the Bible to give thanks, also to confess. At its basic level, the word means to acknowledge. So oftentimes in the Bible, when it speaks about giving thanks to God, it's simply an expression of acknowledgement. At times, that acknowledgement is in a sense that we don't think of as being thanksgiving. Someone could acknowledge or confess one's sin. But oftentimes, that acknowledgement is an expression or praise or thanksgiving to God. In the Bible, giving thanks is acknowledging God's presence and God's action in our lives. As a sinner, drawn to God, to Christ, thanksgiving is a confession of my sin. God is active in my life. He's doing something in my life. He's convicting me. And so I acknowledge the work that God is doing in my life. Giving thanks is important in the Bible. It's a theme that we see all throughout Scripture, not just in the Psalms, but the totality of Scripture. And there's so much that we can learn about the expression or the acknowledgement of God's presence and his action in our lives. We already noted that that can involve the confession of sins. Example, 2 Chronicles 6:24 notes that your people Israel are defeated before an enemy because they've sinned against you, and if they return to you and thank you, or confess to you or acknowledge to you their sins, then God's going to bless. Proverbs 28:13, he who conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will find compassion. Confesses, that's that same Hebrew word, yada, that means to acknowledge or to express to God what he is doing in our lives. Most often we see that in the form of praise, a grateful acknowledgement of what God is doing, his actions in our lives. In 1 Chronicles 29:13, for example, now therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. In the Bible, the kind of praise, the kind of gratitude, the expression of thanksgiving that God longs for and looks for is one that is genuine, that comes from a heart that is truly connected with the heart of God. In Psalm 111, verse 1, the psalmist writes, praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart, in the company of the upright and in the assembly. Paul reminds us in 2 Corinthians 9:7 that God loves a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver. And the expression of gratitude and praise that we offer to God is most meaningful to him when it comes as an expression of joy and gratitude from a heart that's connected with his, from a person who is joyous to share with God and to acknowledge what God is doing in their lives. In fact, in Psalm 119, verse 62, David writes about how he is so filled with gratitude that he will get up at midnight just so he can thank God and praise God. Now, as a parent, there have been many times I've gotten up at midnight, but it has never been to give gratitude and thank God. Oftentimes, it has been in the context of a little bit of grumbling. But David would rise at midnight, just a heart overflowing with gratitude and thankfulness to God. The giving of thanks was understood to be so important and essential that in 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and then later in verse 23, David actually appoints Levites whose sole job is to stand before the temple and thank God, oftentimes with song and music, thanking God, praising God, acknowledging God's presence and God's action in the life of the nation. Arising at midnight, continually thanking God. There must be something powerful about the expression of gratitude of thanksgiving. Joel Wong and Joshua Brown, two researchers at Berkeley, did some research of what the impact of gratitude, the expression of gratitude, what impact that might have on a person. And so they did some research with 300 individuals, and they had them practice gratitude, the expression of gratitude in their lives, by writing down daily what they could be thankful for, what they appreciated about what's happening in their lives, and what they appreciated in the lives of those around them. And here's a few things they discovered. First of all, they noted that gratitude unshackles us from toxic emotions, such as envy and jealousy, of discouragement, that expressing gratitude, of taking time to acknowledge what is good and positive in your life and mine, unshackles us from toxic emotions. Secondly, they discovered that gratitude can actually help you even if you don't share it with someone else. So simply having a grateful mindset of taking time to think through in my life, what can I be thankful for? Someone once told me, if you're going to complain, make sure you follow it up with two expressions of appreciation. And that was marriage advice, but that could apply to every area of life. The expression of gratitude, even when it is simply a mental exercise unshared with someone else, helps us and benefits us. The research has also discovered that gratitude's benefits take time. That simply one time expressing thanks or appreciation, maybe sitting around the dinner table on Thanksgiving Day, isn't enough for us to fully experience the power of a grateful heart. They also discovered that gratitude has a lasting effect on the brain. While it may take a period of time of practicing gratitude to fully experience those benefits, that gratitude actually has an enduring impact on our minds. They did some MRI scans on the brains of these grateful people, and they discovered that expressing gratitude leads to greater activation in the medial prefrontal cortex. Now, I'll be honest, I don't have a clue what that means, but that's part of your brain, right? And this is a good thing. You want there to be greater activation. And they noted that that greater activation of the medial prefrontal cortex would last for up to 3 months after the person had ceased to practice expressing gratitude on a daily basis. So as you and I build expressions of gratitude, of acknowledging God's presence and his action in our lives, as we make that a spiritual discipline, a daily discipline, we are actually reworking our brains, activating our minds in such a way that that benefit will extend even into the future. There's been lots of research on gratitude. Here are some of the other benefits of a thankful heart, of a grateful disposition. Gratitude opens the door for more relationships. Researchers have noted numerous times that people who express gratitude regularly tend to have more friends. Now, that's a pretty difficult one to figure out, isn't it? What's the connection? Maybe people like to be around people who are grateful and appreciative. Gratitude improves physical health. A 2012 study published in Personality and Individual Differences noted that those who make it a habit to focus on what they're grateful for report feeling fewer aches and pains and simply feeling healthier than those who don't make it a practice of focusing on what they're grateful for. Gratitude improves psychological health. Robert Emmons, an eminent researcher in the area of gratitude and the impact on psychological health, has conducted numerous studies that again and again have shown the positive impact of gratitude on one's psychological health. Oh, here's another one we can all appreciate. Grateful people sleep better. In 2011, a study was published in Applied Psychology, and they discovered that if someone who is experiencing sleep problems will spend 15 minutes before going to bed writing down what they're grateful for, expressing grateful sentiments, that they typically would sleep longer and better after they had made that a daily practice in their lives. So, hey, if you're dealing with some sleep problems, and I'm not sure with a one-year-old this works, but for most of us, taking some time before we go to bed and writing down, expressing gratitude and thanksgiving to God can lead to a better night's sleep. Gratitude increases self-esteem. Gratitude increases mental strength. A well-known benefit of gratitude is those going through crisis, those experiencing significant loss in their lives, those who've been through a traumatic experience, that as they implement moments and expressions of gratitude in their lives, that they will be more resilient in being able to survive and thrive through those trying circumstances than those who don't make it a habit of expressing gratitude in their lives. There's a power in expressing gratitude. There's a power in being thankful. And as we see this theme in the Bible again and again and again, of the importance and the power of expressing thanks to God, of acknowledging God's presence and action in our lives, it's not simply because God likes to hear us tell him what a wonderful guy he is. But God has built expressions of gratitude, of thanks and praise into our worship of him for our benefit. He knows that we will thrive spiritually, mentally, emotionally, even physically, as we live lives of expressing appreciation, acknowledging God's presence and his actions in our lives. Why would we express gratitude to God? What do we have to be thankful and appreciative for? If you look through the Psalms, there emerges three primary reasons or motivating factors for acknowledging God's presence and his actions in our lives. The first is God made us. In Psalm 139, verse 14, the Bible records, "I will give thanks to you," thanks to God, For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. Why are we motivated to acknowledge with gratitude God's presence and actions in our lives? Because God made us. He's the creator. Our very life is a gift from him. There's a second reason. It's in Psalm 138, verse 2. I will bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your loving kindness and your truth, for you have magnified your word according to all your name. What's the second reason we give thanks, express gratitude to God? Because God speaks to us. Notice the psalmist says, your truth, you've magnified your word according to your name. God communicates with us. What an incredible blessing God's gift of communication is to us, that God takes time to reveal himself to us in his word. We have a God who's not a distant God, a disconnected God, an unconcerned God. We have a God who longs for us to know that he cares for us, that he loves us. He wants us to be aware of his presence and his actions in our lives. And so God speaks to us. There's a third reason for why we give praise and acknowledge God's presence and actions in our lives. It's expressed in one of the many places in the Psalms, in Psalm 142, verse 7. Bring my soul out of prison so that I may give thanks to your name. The righteous will surround me, for you will deal bountifully with me. Did you catch there what God is being praised for? Bring my soul out of prison. The chapter we read this week, Psalm 118, speaks about this deliverance that David is experiencing because of God's presence in his life, surrounded by his enemies, but then God delivers him and sets him up in a broad place, an open place where there's no enemy surrounding him. And now, rather than enemies surrounding him, he's surrounded with God's presence. We express gratitude to God. We thank him. We praise him because God made us. He's our creator. We acknowledge God's presence and actions in our lives because God speaks to us through his word. And we praise God and adore him and thank him because God delivers us. He delivers us spiritually from the bondage of sin. And God delivers us in so many other ways. He delivers us in so many ways in our lives. And so we are compelled, we're motivated to acknowledge God's presence and his action in our lives because he made us, he speaks to us, and he delivers us. And these are expressions of his loving kindness. He makes us a gift of love. He speaks to us. He communicates to us his love. He delivers us an action of love. And so we're motivated to praise and acknowledge God. But how does God call for us to acknowledge him? What are some of the ways? We may remember that some of you were raising your hands a few minutes ago. And so all of us are equipped in some way to praise and acknowledge God, because there are six ways that we're going to look at from the Psalms where God calls us, six means or modes of us being able to acknowledge and praise and express gratitude to him. The first is simply through speaking. And remind me, how many of you have that ability? Okay, so that's one way that almost all of us can acknowledge God's presence and his actions in our lives. Psalm 9, verse 1 says, I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. I will tell all of your wonders. So you and I can acknowledge God by simply speaking of what he has done for us. By verbally acknowledging what God has done, he has created us, by verbally acknowledging how God has spoken to us, and by verbally acknowledging how God delivers us. There's a second way in the Bible says that we can express gratitude to God. Psalm 28, verse 7 says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart exults, and with my song, I will thank him. There's a second way that you and I can express praise and gratitude to God, and that is through singing. Now, we acknowledge that there are some of us who sound more grateful when we sing than others of us do. Dave Fenwick and I have talked about how maybe some Sabbath we should sing a duet for church. And we might need to combine that with a fire drill. And that would help move people along. But you know, the Bible says that we can all make a joyful noise to the Lord. And while some of us are not the best equipped to sing up front for a special music, we can all join our voices in singing praise to God congregationally. We sing to God. We can have a song in our heart. That's what the Pathfinders have, right? A song in their heart, and they go on God's errands. So we can speak and tell of God's wonderful works. We can sing and praise Him with music. You know, there's a third way, though, the Bible speaks of, and there are several verses in the Psalms that write about us praising God with music, but not through singing, but through playing instruments. Psalm 33:2, give thanks to the Lord with the lyre, sing praises to Him with a harp of 10 strings. Psalm 43, verse 4, I will go to the altar of the Lord, upon the lyre I will praise you. By the way, a lyre is not telling a lie, right? And then Psalm 71:22, I'll praise you with a harp, a stringed instrument. Again and again, we see these string instruments being used to praise God. So you can praise God with playing an instrument, even if it's not accompanied by lyrics. So we can praise God with music. What a powerful expression of gratitude and praise to God. Music is able to lift our hearts towards heaven. There's another way the Bible speaks of how we can express gratitude to God, acknowledging His presence and His actions in our lives. In Psalm 54, verse 6, the psalmist says, willingly I will sacrifice to you. I will give thanks to your name, O Lord, for it is good. We can give thanks to God, acknowledge His presence and actions in our lives through sacrifice, through the giving of gifts to God. I remember growing up as a kid that it was very common in my little church that when someone had a birthday or they celebrated an anniversary, they would give an extra offering to God, an expression of thanksgiving for how God had blessed in their lives. In the Old Testament sacrificial system that was set up, we oftentimes think of sin offerings, how somebody might bring a lamb as a sin offering to experience forgiveness of their sins. But many of the offerings that would be offered at the temple had nothing to do with sin. They were offerings being given as thank offerings to acknowledge God's presence in their lives, a way of giving something to God. And so you and I can express thanksgiving to God, acknowledge His presence and His actions in our lives through giving. And of course, being a pastor, I think one of the best places you can give is to God's church. But that's not the only way we can give. We can give to God by helping the least of these around us, those in need around us in practical ways. We can give through not just giving of money or financial means, but we can give to God through our time devoted to serving Him or to helping others. There are so many ways that we can express gratitude to God through giving. Two more we'll look at briefly here. Psalm 57, verse 9. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. Now that sounds a lot like what we've already read about expressing gratitude to God through song and through voice. But notice there he says that I'm going to give praise to you and thank you among the peoples and among the nations. Now, typically in the Bible, when the word nations is used, it's utilized to speak about those nations that are not part of God's family, speaking about the non-Israelite or non-Jewish nations. In the New Testament, the word Gentiles is used oftentimes. It's speaking about the non-Jews. So ostensibly, it's a reference to those who don't know about God. They don't know His goodness. Many times in Psalms, we find praise or thanks being expressed in the presence of other nations. And so you and I can express gratitude to God. We can acknowledge His presence and His actions in our lives by witnessing, by sharing God's goodness with those who may not know how good God is. In fact, an expression of what God has done in your life to someone else, a testimony of God's goodness to you, can often be the most powerful means of sharing your faith with someone else. In Revelation chapter 12, the Bible speaks during this period of intense persecution in the past for God's church during the Dark Ages, that God's people were able to overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb, that's the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the word of their testimony. As you and I verbally express what God has done in our lives, the meaning and fulfillment and strength we have found from His presence and action in our lives, as we share that with others who may not know of the power of His presence and the wonder of His love, that's an expression of praise, of gratitude to God. Finally, there's a way that you and I can express praise and gratitude to God. It's in Psalm chapter 100. Psalm chapter 100 and verse 4. The Bible says, "Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him, bless His name." The sixth way we see in the Psalms that you and I can express gratitude, that we can acknowledge God's presence and actions in our lives, is by simply coming into His presence. Here it speaks about entering His courts with praise. That's imagery of coming into the temple, of worshiping God, not in isolation, but in worshiping God with other believers. God values the corporate, the community expression of gratitude and thanks to Him. And so when you on Sabbath morning enter into God's house, the very simple act of you stepping into His house is an expression of gratitude. It's an acknowledgement of God's presence and God's action in your life. Gratitude is powerful. And living lives acknowledging God's presence and His action in our lives is a powerful means for God to grow us, to sustain us, and to bless us. It was a number of years ago when I was young and foolish. I'd just graduated from high school. And I remember it had been my practice where every night I would, of course, kneel down and pray next to my bed. But then I would lie in bed as I drifted off to sleep, and I would talk to God, just kind of talking to Him a little bit. And I remember one night that I'd been up late and I was tired. And so I told God, "I'm not going to talk to you tonight. I'm just going to sleep." And so I lay down in bed. And I go to sleep very quickly. If I'm not asleep within 5 minutes, I'm having problems. It's a bad night for me. So I go to sleep very quickly. And here I am lying in bed, anticipating drifting off to sleep in 30, 45 seconds, and I'm not falling asleep. And minute after minute after minute go by, and I'm not falling asleep. And I think, I wonder if it's because I haven't talked to God and told Him thank you for His blessings today. No, God wouldn't do that to me. And so I just lay there in bed waiting to fall asleep. And I finally looked at my clock and 45 minutes had gone by and I was being stubborn. I'm just going to lie here. I'm not talking to God. I'm going to sleep. An hour and a half goes by. 2 hours go by. Now it's 1 o'clock in the morning. And finally I said, "Okay, God, thank you. I'm going to bed." And I fell asleep like a baby. There's power in expressing gratitude and appreciation to God. You know, this Thanksgiving season, I want to challenge you to express gratitude to God in all six of those biblical ways that we noted. Speak of God and His goodness in your life. Sing to Him, even if you have to pass out earplugs. Perhaps if you're able, play an instrument as an expression of gratitude to God. Find a way that you can give to bless someone else or God's church as an expression of gratitude. Share, witness to someone who may not know the wonder of God's love. Share with them the difference God's presence and actions in your life have made. And then make a commitment to say, "I'm going to weekly express gratitude to God by simply stepping into His house and joining His family in praise and worship of Him." We indeed serve a wonderful God. We are blessed that He has made us, that He speaks to us, and He delivers us. And because He is that kind of a God, we give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Dear Heavenly Father, today we have joined together in your house to express gratitude to you, to acknowledge your presence and your actions in our lives together as a church family and individually as each person's here today. Lord, I pray that you would grow within us that discipline of gratitude, of expressing thanksgiving to you. And we acknowledge and recognize that there are some who are going through challenging circumstances in life, experiencing significant loss or trouble. And Lord, I pray that you would especially draw close to those individuals, and that you would reveal your presence and action in their lives, that in the midst of grief and sorrow and pain and trouble and heartache, that you would reveal that you are real and active in their lives, that you would bring a sense of gratitude for your blessings in spite of pain. And Lord, this Thanksgiving season, may you motivate and inspire us to use all the means available to us to acknowledge you through voice and song, through giving and sharing, and by simply entering into your house. May we truly be a grateful people. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen.
You have been listening to Sean Reed, pastor of the Holland Seventh-day Adventist Church. If you enjoyed this sermon, why not visit his church this coming Sabbath or a church near you listed on strongtowerradio.org. You will find his church at 11279 Ogden Street, Holland, Michigan, and their church services begin at 10:50 a.m. Access their website at holland22.adventistchurchconnect.org. And the telephone number is 616-355-2877. This has been a Strong Tower Radio production.